Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Craft 44, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop. I'm sitting in for Kit Branch, who is out of town. We are on location at Craft 44, where we have been each and every week during the entire football season. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Craft 44. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender.
Thank you, Teddy.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about last week's game. Brunswick High season came to an end last Friday night in Hinesville as the parent of the Pirates lost to Bradwell 41-14. I want to talk a little bit about Bradwell's running back, Kevin Harris, scored 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I don't know how many yards rushing he had. I'm guessing over 200. Do you think?
No, he didn't have that many, but he did score 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was in the 100, a little over 100.
He
had some help with his receiving corps. They did a good job of getting the ball down there, but he was the one that ended up punching in at the end.
Is it fair to say that he was a major difference in the game?
He was a difference in the game. When he wasn't on the field, our defense shut him down. When he was on the field, he ran us over. So,
right.
He's a special player, he's going to do great at South Carolina when he gets there. And he's going to be a hard guy to handle, coming up here in the future. He's a really good individual. But I want to focus more on our kids with this final show.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about some of our seniors that we have that we're losing, that are great kids. And I want to talk about our future and where we're going from here.
Okay. And that is actually on the list that I wanted to ask you about. And my next thing on my list was talk about some of the positives in that game.
Well, some of our kids are growing up, and that's definitely a positive. We had some kids come off the bench when others got hurt. That was positive. Jalen Trimmings, the kid doesn't get enough credit for what he's done. This is a kid that was a blocking back last year when he got in. He came off an ACL injury, and then this year he changed his body so he could become a running back because that was a need that we had. We didn't have any other running backs in the program, and he worked extremely hard in the offseason, and it paid off. Jalen Trimmings ended up averaging around 70 yards a game. He had over 100 yards, well over 100 yards Friday night. He had some pass receptions. He also scored a touchdown. And I hope we get that kid in school. He didn't get any scholarships. No one's been looking at him because of what he was last year. But this year, as a senior, he really turned it around, and we're going to try to promote him, try to get him into a small college.
And let's, while we're on the subject of the seniors, let's talk about some of the other seniors. I guess the first senior that comes to mind, obviously, is Warren McClendon.
Right. Warren McClendon is everybody's All-American, on and off the field. Warren was a good leader for us. He wasn't a vocal leader. He was kind of quiet. But Warren came to play every day. And one thing about Warren that's special, and I've been coaching a long time, and I've coached several Division I athletes, but a lot of times when you have a high-profile kid on your roster, typically when they get a little nick or a little bruise or something, every doctor wants to hold them out. They don't want to ruin them for college. But that wasn't the case with Warren. Warren's the only offensive lineman we had all year on a team that struggled, that ended up playing every game, all 10 games this year. Warren came to play. Even when he was banged up, his knee was injured, his ankle was injured, he didn't complain. He just put on his work cap, and he went to play. So I'm very proud of that young man. And also his confidence, the way that kid is a competitor. I got some good competitive stories I can share with you later if you need me to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But other offensive linemen that we have that we're losing 3 offensive linemen this year that were seniors. And of course, Jalen Sherman's the running back. And that's all we're losing on the offensive side of the ball. Everyone else is coming back. But A.J. Kirkland stepped up at the center position. And, you know, he played well. He suffered a high ankle sprain early in the year, and that hindered him the entire year. But he played through it. You know, he didn't get to play every game. He missed several. But when he was in there, he played through it. He gave 100%. That kid's all hard. You know, I'm going to miss that young man. He played above his head. And then Brett Hall, he did a tremendous job for us. He was a returning starter from last year, played guard. And, he's another one I'm going to miss tremendously on that offensive line.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talking about, again, some of the seniors. Talk about some of the other seniors.
On the defensive side of the ball.
Defense.
I haven't gotten that far yet. But on the defensive side of the ball, the first one that stands out is Stacey Young. You know, Stacey was the only returning starter from last year's defense that started majority of the games. And Stacey, he's got a scholarship offer to Stetson University. So I'm hoping he accepts that offer and takes it, because Stetson's a great university. And right now that's his only offer he has. Hopefully he'll get some more. But that kid, you know, he'll be missed as well. He's a good kid on and off the field. And another kid's name that's a senior, I don't get his name mentioned, but he's a fantastic team player, is a kid named Billy Anderson. Billy Anderson used to be a wide receiver for us last year. Didn't get to play much. We didn't see that he was going to be on the field much at the receiver's position. And he worked real hard, and we turned him to a defensive back this year. And he was the most versatile defensive back we had. He played corner when we didn't play corner. He played strong safety when we needed him to play strong safety. He played free when we needed him to play free. He played all over the place. And even though he wasn't blessed with a lot of athletic ability, he's blessed with a big heart and a kid that has great work ethic. And I'm going to miss a kid like him. And those were the only two kids on the back end that actually played that were seniors. On the front end, you know, we had a kid that moved in named Jalen Carter. He gave us a good look. He did pretty good on the defensive line, you know, here and there. Didn't start every game. He was out of several games with some injuries, but you know, he gave a good look there, and I was proud of him. And there's a couple other seniors on the offensive line who spot played, you know, here and there.
Right. Yeah. More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show from the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Kraft 44, the only Kraft burger place on the mainland, on New Jessup Highway in the old Roasting Jack. Kraft 44 selection makes the mouth water. Try the Korean barbecue burger with a glaze of Korean barbecue sauce topped with a kimchi slaw. More than just burgers, too. Wings, salads, subs, full bar, daily lunch specials, live music, and 7 55-inch TVs. Kraft 44, 912-275-7135 for pickup. And find them on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Ranch. We are on location at Kraft 44. This segment brought to you by Kraft 44 and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach Pender, let's continue talking some more about the seniors this year's team.
There's not many more to talk about, but right. When we left off, we were talking about the defensive line, and I bought Jalen Carter, but there's another kid that played his heart out too. He got a lot of snaps. I mean, Pete Garrett, he was number 70. When he was healthy again, we stayed beat up this year. We had a lot of guys out that didn't get to play every single game.
A lot of injuries.
We had a lot of injuries, unfortunately. But when he played, he did a real good job for us when he was in. And then there was a couple other seniors that spot played for us a little bit. Anthony Scott was one of them, and he did good. And Dunson was the other one. And so then that's it. No other seniors played for us. We had a very, very young team. We actually had more sophomores start for us this year than seniors. Yes.
And that certainly should bode well for next year.
It will. We have to, for next year's team, we have a lot coming back. We got to replace, of course, Warren McClendon, don't really replace a guy like that. But as a unit, hopefully we can have a lot of we have a lot of experience coming back on the offensive line because of the injuries. One thing that did was allow for a lot of kids to play that wouldn't normally play. And we have four offensive linemen coming back that have a lot of varsity experience. So that's going to help. We have the entire perimeter game coming back. So that's going to help tremendously. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we had, again, several injuries. So we have a lot of guys coming back on the defensive side of the ball. But defensive line is a cause of concern. We have to, wherever we're recruiting the halls now, we got to get defensive linemen. We got to get some guys that can run that are over 200, ones that are over 250 pounds that can move.
That can
if you're over 250 pounds and can move, we have a spot for you, Georgia guy, football team.
and Coach, let's just kind of follow up on some other possibilities, players coming back next year. Both of your quarterbacks that had substantial time this year, KJ Lee and Anthony Mountain, will be back.
They did. I know both of them will improve tremendously. We're waiting to hear back now, matter of fact, on Anthony Mountain's knee.
Yeah.
See where it's at. He's going to get an MRI because his knee gave out a lot this year. It was four different times throughout the year that his knee gave out and he couldn't play. And Anthony Mountain is a dynamic leader. He does a really good job. I'm glad that he joined us. We just got to see how healthy he can stay. KJ Lee has a great arm. He's a great talent. And KJ is a guy that's coming back, too. He's going to be a year older. He was only a sophomore this year.
Right.
So he's going to have some more experience, and he's going to be a dynamic player as well, as far as quarterbacks. So from going from two quarterbacks that had no experience, going in, now I have two quarterbacks that have a lot of experience. It's going to be a major difference there.
And one question on the quarterback position. Any other underclassmen that might push them next year?
Jeffrey Way has a possibility of doing it. He was a freshman this year. He has a lot of talent, and he can get it done. I mean, we have to go to work. We can't just sit and wait. We've already started. So he works real hard. In the spring, he's going to get a fair opportunity, just like everybody else, to see what he can do, and we'll see where we go from there.
Coach, let's reflect a little bit on the season. Obviously, the record wasn't there that most people are, or that you had certainly wanted also. But as you said, with very few seniors, a lot of underclassmen, the injuries and everything that happened, let's talk about some of the bright spots during the season. And one thing that stands out in my mind is the comeback win against New Hampstead.
That was big. It was looking like that was a turning point for us for a little bit. We played our non-region schedule. Our schedule was brutal. Our non-region schedule in particular was very brutal. And when we were down 21-0 to New Hampstead, KJ Lee came in and he had an outstanding game. All the players stepped up their play. And when they did, he did. I mean, it was just a great game. And we come back from a 21-point deficit to take the lead with 12 seconds left to go in the game when Jay Foy made a tremendous play to get in the end zone. And that was definitely a bright spot because the very next week we came out against a good Monroe team and put 40 some points on the board against them.
Yes.
So that was a bright spot there, definitely. I was hoping that we would have turned the corner and grow up a little bit from those two games, and unfortunately, it didn't happen.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show. Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, one thing sticks out in my mind about the New Hampstead game, too. Of course, Kip and I were calling the game, and when Chase Foy made the catch and time's running out and he's getting down close to the goal line, I was thinking, go out of bounds, go out of bounds, stop the clock. And then he just dove for the pylon and hit the pylon.
I'll tell you a story about that because we had a little bit of time before that play came out, and we had two timeouts left.
Right.
And even though we had, you know, we called the play, and I told Jay, you know, you catch the ball on this. I said, if you think you can make it, make it. You don't have to go out of bounds because we still had timeouts.
Right.
So, you know, he decided to make a play, and he had my blessing on making that. Yeah, because now if it was no timeouts, I'd been yelling, get out of bounds too. But right there, I was going, Coach Jay, go.
And he got in. That was the important thing there. How about some other things that stand out in your mind, maybe individual performances or certain games that stand out in your mind during the season?
If we talk about an individual, when he was healthy again, he could finish the season with his physical injury, but when he was healthy, he did a tremendous job in the back end. His name is Freddie Towns. He was number
Freddie
four.
Freddie Towns.
We put him, we locked him up man-to-man on every team's best receiver. And when he was in the game, he shut him down. Even the boy from Camden, that's really good. He didn't catch a ball until one time it was a tip ball. Then he caught it off of a tip, and that's when he scored.
Right.
But after that's when Freddie got hurt. He hurt his groin right then, and then he was out for a while with a groin injury. And when he was out for, you know, that the remainder of that game, that's when the kid from Camden started shining. Is when we couldn't cover up for Freddie. So he's definitely a big bright spot. A.J. Wilson is a linebacker that we moved from strong safety as a freshman. He was a sophomore linebacker this year who came in and started playing real well. He started all the games for us. He never, you know, he was on the field all 10 games, and he's going to be a special player also when he gets a little next year, I'm hoping.
Next year. Coach, also, I thought Bruno Marshall played pretty well most of the time. He had some injuries, too.
Bruno, yeah, because of the transfer rule, he wasn't able to play until the third game of the season. Right. So he missed the first three games. And then he played two games and had a concussion and had to sit out for another 2 weeks. So we only had Bruno for half the season. But when we had Bruno played well. He's only a junior. He'll be back next year. Hopefully, we won't have the injuries we had.
Yeah.
We had more injuries this year. We had more people ruled with concussions because of concussion-like symptoms, not necessarily concussion. Not necessarily having concussions,
right.
But having concussion-like symptoms. And now the protocol, what it is, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Right.
But I had more ruled out and kids not played this year because of concussion-like symptoms than I had in all 20 years combined.
Wow.
And that's just the world we live in now, I guess. Yes. But I'm hoping we don't have that issue again.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop sitting in for Kip Branch, and we are on location at Craft 44. This segment is brought to you by Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, with the season being over, and you're reflecting on things, and we were talking a little bit about some things while we were on break, it just seemed there were so many little things, little breaks that just didn't go Brunswick High's way this year. And of course, you can't hinge a season on that. But you were talking about drop passes or missing receivers or
missed tackles. Yeah, key penalties here and there. There's a lot of little things that that could have went our way. And but what if things should have been a little bit different? We had several key drops, and our team was a big momentum team this year. When we had momentum, we were rolling, but when things went south, we weren't mentally tough to overcome it, and that's something that we definitely got to work on. It was like things would go south, and then we'd kind of give in and let it go instead of fight for what we want. And that's a big thing and a big adjustment we're going to do for next season is, in our off-season program, the stuff we're going to do, our kids are going to learn how to fight for what they believe in. And we're going to do different exercises, different things to make sure that we are a lot more competitive. Because all these kids are coming back, and these kids are coming back. It's okay to get beat because the team or the players that you're playing against are better than you. But it's not okay to get beat when the team that you're playing against out-competes you. And that was something that happened to us this year. I really believe that we got out-competed, and that's something that has to change. And that's a mental toughness thing. So that is something that we're going to strongly focus on in this offseason, getting our kids mentally tough. I know we're going to have a big number of kids supposed to be returning, and if they become mentally tough, they will return. If they don't become mentally tough, they won't return. They won't return.
Coach, speaking of returning players, and we were talking about the amount of time and everything that you put in as a coach. The season's over, but you're not done.
Oh, no, not at all. Matter of fact, for this year, to honor our seniors and stuff, we have a meeting that's going to come up. Yes. And then after that meeting, we're going to have the banquet. We'll honor the seniors at the banquet, and then always welcome the seniors back to the program and for mentorship and stuff like that. But our focus is going to be on these returners that we have coming. And, I sent a message out to the entire coaching staff about how things are going to be working. And, we'll meet with them after I have my evaluation with our athletic director. We're gonna meet with the coach. I'll meet with the coaches and talk about responsibilities and living up to those responsibilities or finding other jobs. Something's gonna happen. We got to get a lot better, and we don't have time to do it. We gotta win with this group that's coming back, and we gotta teach this group how to compete. And that's our major thing is putting the work ethic. Show them the kids, not just telling them, but show them what proper work ethic is like. Show them what it's like to be mentally tough. Show them what it's like to be physically tough. And we're going to have to set an example as a coaching staff. And we're going to put in more time. We're going to put in more work. We're going to work smarter. And the kids are going to see that, and the kids are going to respond to it.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk a little bit about next year's schedule. Am I right in saying that the schedule is the same, only the home and away reverses?
That's right. It's the same schedule. We got to go through that entire gauntlet again. But this year, we're going to be another year experience, and the games are reversed. We're not going to have to go down to St. Augustine. They're coming to us. We don't have to go to Coffee. They're coming to us. So there's a lot of things here. I think we're going to be in our home stadium. Not always as the home team, but we're going to be in our home stadium six times. So that's favorable for us.
I know Monroe from Albany came here last year, but was that a buyout deal?
No. We didn't get any buyouts, unfortunately. We got the buyouts this year. We didn't get the buyouts. We're going to have to travel to Albany and play over there in Hugh Mills Stadium, which is a tough place to play. I've been over there when I was the head coach of Cordell, and that's a tough place to play.
How do you see the region shaping up next year, a five-team region? Obviously, personnel will be different. You'll be losing some people. Brad will be losing some players.
As far as that goes, Glenn's the favorite until they're not the champions anymore. Okay. So right now, Glenn's been winning. They're the favorite. But, everyone in our region is going to be running and trying to knock them off.
You know, not just us. You
right.
know, we played them. That's the best game we played all year, even though we lost to them. And Glenn has a young team also, but they know how to win. They've been winning, and they've had a consistency there. And we're on our way. We're learning how to do it. And,
right.
Yeah, you know, we're going to battle. I really feel confident that this next year's team is going to be right in the mix of everything. And we have the right to that championship just like anybody else, and we're going after it full force.
Absolutely. And Coach, again, just kind of talking about, and that was one of my questions, and I think you just answered it, but I won't necessarily say your best game of the season, but your most complete game of the season.
Kids play with most heart. Okay. You know, in that game, and that's what I talk about when I'm talking about competing.
Right.
At the end of the game, our kids were exhausted.
Right.
That's the only game I can say that about. At the end of the game, when you looked at our team, they gave everything they had, and I'm more proud of them for that game than I am any other game throughout the season. So what we're going to do is get ourselves to that point every off-season practice. They're going to learn how to play and get to that exhaustedness and learn how to perform and learn how to love it, and they're going to strive for that every time.
Coach, we got less than a minute left. Just want to maybe get your final thoughts on the season, the Brunswick High football program, and as the Pirate Nation moves forward.
Well, this year was definitely a rebuilding year,
right?
You know, and then next year we have so many guys that return for another year that you're going to have. There's a lot to look forward to. There really is. We'll have a lot more experience for next year's team, and you know, but for our support, for our booster club, what they did this year is tremendous. They always feed the kids, and they do a good job in the financial support of what we're trying to get done. And they, you know, we got key people in our community that really they love the Pirates. They'll do anything to help. And a special shout out to those guys. And women, both of them. Yeah, the Pirate Nation is not so quiet. Yeah, even
right. Pirate Nation is strong.
And we had a lot of support even through the bad times. This group has really supported our program. They're going to continue to support our program, and our program will become successful because of it.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Craft 44. We thank them for their sponsorship this season. And I'm Teddy Bishop. We are signing off here from Craft 44. Sean Pender, thank you very much.
And as always, we always end like this. As always, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.